Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome to the program today, everyone. We have a very special show for you and even a more special guest and treat. We have Carmel Glenning with us today. She is owner and director of Atlantis Rising Healing Center and Mystery School, all the way from Australia, joining us today. And she will be speaking about her new book, The Alchemies of Isis. It is an incredible book, which we will get into very shortly. But this is The Return of the Divine Feminine, and Carmel is an expert in this work of the Divine Feminine, and you are in for a very special show. So for those of you who aren't too familiar with Carmel and her work, let me give you a little bit of her background, and then I'll bring her on right away, because you're going to want to listen to every word that she has to say. She is the director of the Atlantis Rising Healing Center Mystery School in Australia. She's founder of the Philosophy of the Divine Feminine in 2002 and Senju Canon Reiki in 2008. She teaches the Divine Feminine Mysteries through her Mystery School Ascension Training Program. She is a powerful, interactive, and dynamic motivational speaker, channeled writer, esoteric teacher, and sought-after healer. Carmel is known for her transformative tours to sacred destinations such as Hawaii, North Central and South America, Turkey, India, Bali, Japan, Egypt, and the Great Central Heart of Australia. With more than 20 years in business and personal development, Carmel's intent is to allow people to receive through the heart's intelligence, through the mother's wisdom. Carmel is also the Australian Ambassador for HappyCharity.org as Director of Happy Spirits. She's currently writing training programs for all of her books. She is going to be able to offer her courses online to a worldwide audience. And she is incredibly gifted with her crystal tones, crystal singing bowl, transmissions, activations, and healings that she has available through worldwide distribution in addition to her books. I could go on for hours about Carmel and her background and her work with the Divine Feminine and the Goddesses. To find out more about Carmel, please visit her website, carmelglenane.com or atlantis-rising.com.au. So, Carmel, I'm so glad you're on the show. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much, Christina, and thank you, your beautiful audience, for supporting my heart's journey and allowing yourselves to receive the wisdom and truth through the mystery and the divine feminine. We're very excited right here now because I've just co-created with Christina the melding of two very fine books that have been in print for some years, and having met Christina during the year just gone at INATS in Denver, meeting her through a process of pure synchronicity and knowing I had the right international publisher to create out of all my manuscripts four fine books is a miracle in itself. So we're co-creating as a team to make magical work available to you. Magical work means just that. When you begin to surrender to the power of your own heart's truth, you truly recreate a new way of being human. We've heard this so many times, and so many magical healing teachers are helping us all in doing it. What the Divine Feminine does is honor our self-nurturing And one of the biggest challenges I see, not only in my own country, in the West, but also around the world, is the challenge for women in particular to say yes to themselves before giving to others. Let me give you a little example. Christmas is coming. Imagine bringing 20 guests to your home for your celebrations and finding your cupboards are bare, the Christmas tree is empty, the lights have turned on, off, not on, everything is dead. Sometimes within ourselves, when we give so much over so many years, we find that empty space where we just don't feel nourished to be able to keep giving. And as I said to you all before, Christina, what I witness every day in my healing, in my practice, is undernourished women energetically, and also undernourished men who keep giving at the expense of receiving. So I'd like us to really reflect on, are you giving? Are you receiving? And take a very strong look at your own giving and receiving at this time. For example, we're coming to the end of 2015. It's a year of completion. It's been a year of trials for many of us and also great challenges. Spend a little bit of time in honoring yourself as you begin to move into your new year and say, is this year of receiving for me? How am I going to receive? What do I need to do to receive before I keep giving? Our world is putting pressure on women, particularly like never before, to keep giving at the expense of receiving. My message to you all, my dear sisters and brothers, is please stop. Consider yourself before you jump into your mind, and your mind has encoded in it, we've got to keep going, we've got to keep giving, we've got to keep doing. Stop for that little moment and say, can I allow myself to be earthed enough to say, it's too much for me. I need space. I just need space to process the enormity of being human at the moment. My gift to you all today is to be able to allow you that precious secret that a human must allow herself or himself to develop, and that is the gift of receiving. Receiving implies respect for yourself, and it brings and feeds life into your whole being. So allowing yourself to just be creates in this a magical energy, all you ever were and will be. This is a journey to your heart's intelligence through Isis, through the alchemies of Isis, and to let ourselves create with new energy downloads as we receive new information to be able to bring more truth, light, and peace to us, to have balanced, heart-centered family lives, community lives, and a world that is giving us not very much joy, giving us allow ourselves now to get into healing circles, to connect to our truth and not buy into the culture that is fear-based, by you giving to that fear-based culture instead of receiving. So my message to you all, my dear listeners, is to receive. When you begin to receive, you will begin to love. When you begin to love, you will feel in a way that you've never previously thought possible. So when you are awake to this energy, this incredible energy of receiving, you will be letting your own light, your own luminous light body glow, and you live completely in it. This requires discipline. It's not going to happen overnight, and it isn't easy because you've had a culture, you've had a mind, and you've had an emotional heart that is constantly challenging you to say, no, 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 we must do it for someone else. No, 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 we must keep giving at the expense of receiving. My Christina, I hear your breath.
I was just about to say something.
Please say something.
What I wanted to tell the audience is that it's been such an honor and pleasure to work with you, Carmel, and on these books. that Carmel writes are different than most books. They are like sacred texts. You will see in The Alchemies of Isis, and this one in particular, she takes you through the temple of the High Priestess. She takes you into that world. It is so magical and healing and sacred. And through the journey Carmel takes you through with Isis and the words from Isis to us to help us now in our daily lives, in our modern society, it's just an incredible journey. It's very alchemical and transformative, and you feel the love and the transmission through the book. And that's why I was so honored that Carmel wanted to work with our publishing company, because you don't come across an author like this very often. And I knew how special she was when I first met her. I felt like I had known her forever. And this woman walks her talk. Like, she walks into a room and everybody gathers. I was at a trade show and everybody is surrounding her, and she's, you know, this goddess from Australia. And just, you know, Carmel, I don't want to embarrass you or anything.
No, okay.
But, you know, you hold that energy. You embody the energy of what you try to teach us women out there and men who want to tap into the divine. And you know, like you said, we're starving energetically. And this, so I just treat yourself to this book, because it is like a mystery school in a book. And she was so generous. Carmel was so generous with her information and her teachings. And there's lessons in the back of the book. This would cost you thousands of dollars to take this class of all the information she gave you in this book. So, anyway, I just from the center of my heart wanted to express that, so people understood, you know, what a gift you are to this world.
Christina, I'm so grateful to you, and my gift to your world and my world is to empower humans to live through their heart. The High Priestess actually started the journey in 2001 when I'd come out of a very intense personal tragedy and I wanted answers. In wanting answers, I asked the Lords of Karma to help me. I didn't have answers through the patriarchy. It had let me down severely. And once I began High Priestess in a diary, and this is how the High started, I began channeling the High Priestess saying, "What do you want me to do today?" And then that morphed over a couple of years, and I put it into a brief transmission and gave it to some different groups, and they responded to it with various ways, and some were getting it, some weren't. I persisted with it and put it into a small book. It was selling regularly and selling well. I then decided to up it a bit. I decided to give it a bit more oomph. I decided to develop more, and I then decided to use another section called Changing Consciousness with the High Priestess, which involved moon meditations, nature speak meditations, stellar constellations intelligences, work that I'd been working with in the 90s. And I thought, I created that as a body of work. When that was completed, I figured, let's do some questions and answers. I'm a teacher after all. There's no point not making this easy for people. So I turned it into questions, exercises, and giving you a chance to say, well, where am I at in this? Within that, Isis appears in 2009, and she says, righto, I'm going to help you be the mother of this book so that you can get it perfectly grounded. People, I'm a goddess who will support all women and men in being activated through the priestess energy. An inclusive book. This book embraces the divine masculine, and it is equally applicable for men as it is for women. As we will soon see in the coming year, I have written one for men, for High Priest, which will be equally applicable for women. We're balancing here. We're introducing women, firstly, to a way of being feminine that is not trading them into the mass market's portrayal of women as objects. This gives women a chance to make a choice. I haven't yet read a book where someone has put down in black and white answers how to manage being a woman in a practical way. The first part of the book is really beautiful. The Isis Alchemist, she creates the framework for the daily exercises that we are being invited to participate in through the High Priestess. And Christina, your complete mystery and magic was in melding those two books and saying, let's put Isis first and let's then put the Priestess first. Second, the big shock for me was, I'd written the Priestess first, shouldn't she be the first? But Christina's own magic was able to say, no, let's do Isis first, then put the Priestess through in one book, and it just felt amazing. No author truly can go to those spaces within a book. No author can see it, because you've planted the seed of the tree, you've nurtured the tree, you've watered the tree's growing, and then along comes someone who says, let's create a sculpture out of the tree. And Christina's job, having to create sculpture, high vibrational sculpture. Keep in mind, I've had this book in print for a long time with various people, self-published, it's been well received, but Christina, you have been able to give it the absolute package to give the gorgeous, gorgeous people just what they need to feel love for the first time, to nurture for the first time. And the Priestess teaches us that through our rituals, through our purifications, they're sacred acts and they are private, but we can do them without disturbing others. So we don't have to put on robes and turn into superstar divinities and carry on. We just do our rituals. We know our moon cycles. We don't disturb our families. We don't disturb our community. We just go quiet, and then you'll begin to see a subtle shift come to your consciousness. It's pretty magical.
Well, thank you, Carmel. You know, this book is so magical to me because I felt like I felt like Isis was with me. You know, I felt like Sekhmet was with me. And you had all these energies and the moon meditations and all of these different, it was just like it was alive. And that was very special to me because I know that people who read it will really receive something sacred to their life. And, you know, a lot of times you read a book and you're like, wow, that's really interesting, or that was a good book, but you might not ever revisit that book. This book to me is a book that everyone will keep and revisit when they need to from time to time, or pass it down, you know, to their daughter, or share it with a friend. You know, there's a lot of information for empowerment, and you know, we're so mystical anyway, and it really brings that mysticism and empowerment and heart center out. So it's really hard to describe it to you guys on air, but I hope that, you know, and you can get the ebook too. So if you're more into ebooks, you know, you can do that as well. Carmel has both available internationally, so you can get it from anywhere you are in the world. And it's being released in January 2016. So if you're looking for it right now on air, which I do sometimes when I listen to radio shows, I start searching for the book. If you don't see it yet, contact Carmel. It's going to be up, you know, any day now, and it takes a while to get on distribution internationally. So check back on Amazon and all the other booksellers.
Christina, thank you so much. And of course, these books don't just come out of my own consciousness. They have to be delivered back to the deities who has through me. And after my 12th trip to Egypt and to be able to give the holy texts back to the land on Beger Island, which is a sacred island of Isis's original home, enabled me to, with my group, say, Isis, consecrate the book that we have together worked on with Estes, and that all lined up on my trip to Egypt. I'm just back from that amazing, incredible journey where the secrets were revealed. We were given opportunities that are very rarely offered to groups, and that came about because of very great care and support through a priest of Isis, a businessman, a very powerful businessman, able to make certain sites available, knowing full well at some level unconsciously this work needed to be got out. No book is born out of huge struggle and huge challenge, and you watch this challenging process in your own DNA where you are being ripped apart, your old energy self is ripped apart. You create and birth a new you. The biggest and most exciting, challenging thing we have in being human now is to go back to ourselves. The first self-bring. Start recoding your cells. Start saying to your cell, you are starting your life with me now. Your first remembering starts with yourself. This work is revolutionary. The guides want us to have it. It's not just about me. I'm merely the scribe. I'm merely the person who's enacted it. And it's required me to embody it, because until you embody something, how can you be anything? How can you tell anyone to do a piece of creative writing unless you've done creative writing? And I remember when I was teaching in a private boys' school many years ago, one of the boys in year 10 said to me, "Well, miss, what sort of creative writing have you ever done?" And I thought, you're right. I'm teaching students how to do creative writing. What have I done? And I realized at that moment, all those years ago, that until you become an embodiment of what you're saying to someone and you live it in humility for its precious gift of your beingness, you really can't tell anyone what to do, because it doesn't become real and you are separate from it. If you are in it, you're in it. I feel the audience is just going to love this so much, because the cause for most misery is depression with women right now. Most women are really seriously depressed in many areas of their lives, emotionally, financially, physically, and we have Isis to help us with very simple rituals to balance our hormonal function. Once we get our hormonal function balanced, and once we recognize that Isis is the mother of the endocrine glands, the hormonal glands, the glands in the body, we will begin to empower ourselves to self-nurture, self-respect. And these energies can only come when we honor the surrender. We must chuck out. For the next month or so, as you begin to start reading this book, let go of everything that is not serving you. Clean out your houses, clean out your gardens, clean out your clutter, clean out your Facebook account, clean out your Twitter account, clean out everything. Isis and the priestess cannot come to a cluttered environment, energetically cluttered, physically cluttered, and also at a soul level. Take your crown chakra and lift the lid off your fear and earth yourself so that you can release people who are not going to serve this new view of yourself. I sort of really like seeing, I see it like you're bringing home a new friend. You're bringing home a brand new friend. She's called the High Priestess. She's been living in a foreign country. She's a very special and dear friend. You've been communicating with her for many, many years by email and Facebook or whatever. And suddenly she says, "I'm coming to visit you." Just feel that. When you feel that you've got someone who can only offer you unconditional love, support, she's just going to bathe you in magical light. Get to your houses or your apartments or wherever you live and just start saying, "Well, she's coming." And that space is in your heart. Finding a space within your heart to honor yourself.
You know, that it really does come out in your book, how she is there with you to teach you and be with you every step of the way. And it's incredible how that comes through when you're reading the book, because I haven't really seen that in a book before. So, and I'm kind of a book nerd. I read them all, Carmel.
Let me tell you, I'm a book nerd too. And when this stuff was coming through, it was different from anything I'd ever read or taught. So,
well, yeah, I can imagine. It's incredible.
It was very challenging. I had to let go of my male mind. I mean, I was a literature teacher. I studied literature. I've studied every imaginable metaphysical and physical and everything in the world. I think I've nearly wanted to have read. If I couldn't have read it, I wanted to read. The big thing this work teaches you is to get Earth. It's living. These are living divinities. These are not fantasy characters. These are not abstractions of your subconscious. They are forces of energy, and they will change your life. Take responsibility. It's like bringing home a new pet, a little puppy dog. It's a force of energy. It will change your life. It will engulf upon you. And this energy must be Earth, Christina. The biggest challenge we have in being human collectively is that we are not earthed enough to receive the abundance that we need through these energies. So when you decide to purchase the book, take the book to your garden or a sacred place and give the words of it to Mother Earth. Take yourself with your rainbow serpents, take your earth serpents down, give the book to Mother Earth. When you give the book to Mother Earth, the energy from the Earth will support your journey. If not, it will become a mind and emotional-based journey that won't have enough substance to stick. Earth, every new teaching, whether they're my teachings or teachings from any book or any philosopher, ask Mother Earth to take the creation so that you can earth it. When you're introducing Isis and the High Priestess to Mother Earth, say, Mother Earth, I want the benefits of this. I want the training program, benefits of it. Please earth me. Take your grounding cords and lock them into Mother Earth's heart. Wrap them around Mother Earth and say, Mother Earth, help me, because you won't get through it without Mother Earth, let me tell you. All my trips to Egypt and other countries, if a student is not earthed, if a group are not earthed, they lose themselves in the enormous energy forces these books represent. They're pocket rockets of energy. They're very powerful alchemical tools. They shake your life. They'll shake your relationships up. So you will need to be very clear about what you want for your life. And that is to live it through your heart and to live it the way you want to live it and to stop compromising at the expense of your own heart.
Well, that is the key. You know, it's connecting with Mother Earth when you're doing all of this type of work. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because so many people, they're ungrounded and they're out there and they're in these astral realms. And it's, you know, it doesn't work. It does not work for your highest good.
It does not work for your highest good, because you are refusing to acknowledge one very important thing in your humanness, and that is to get earthed and to know that you must live. When you're earthed, you're living completely in the now. You'll know when you're earthed, you're just living for today. When you're not earthed, you're living today and into the future. These unearthed big energies coming in on the planet at the moment can lead to psychosis, they can lead to breakdown, they can lead to instability in the central nervous system, and I'm witnessing it continually. There is a lot being offered to humans right now to transform them, but I am very concerned at a professional level, at an energetic level, that humans are not being told by esoteric authors of beautiful books, take that energy that's coming through me or coming through this divinity down into the earth and ask, is it my higher good now? Very important. All feminine energy by definition is an earthed energy. Look at our our Earth. We take the energy currents down into the Earth to keep us magnetically linked. This is why you'll have long-term success with the Alchemies of Isis. You'll have long-term success with the High Priestess. You'll have yourself as an embodiment of a priestess. You will be able to offer yourself as an oracle, not only for your own personal life, but for your practice, whether you're working in an office, whether you're serving, you're a cleaner. You go into that environment with yourself as a priestess, you will be given respect, peace, order, and you will know that you're doing something for yourself and your heart that is going to change you, your family's life, and also our magical planet full of the most incredible diversity and great nature imaginable. And we're very blessed to be living in these extraordinarily exciting changes. And we just need to take all that desire that's stuck in our lower chakras and to take that desire, take it up to the energy field, bring it up into the heart center, take all fear and just lift it into the heart, and the fear will go. Most energy is stuck in the base chakra, most energy is stuck in the sacral, and there are archetypal forces that attach to your fear. These archetypal forces will create through your fear, and you've just got to breathe that energy into your heart so you can really be the living blueprint for living through your feminine heart, and treat yourself this year and beyond to live through your feminine heart, to create the blueprint for living through it, and to live completely now your life. Who is not wanting to have a magical life? Everyone. You want to have a magical life for yourself. You want to show your children how to have magical lives. You want to be living through the spirit of magic. And Isis teaches us that. However, we do need to earth her. And if we don't earth her, she'll just stay on our aura. And there we go.
Well, I am so glad that you're talking about that because it is so very important. We have so much to go over today, and we have a very brief break. So stay tuned, because when we come back, we're going to speak more with Carmel Glenane. She is the author of The Alchemies of Isis, and we have so many treats in store for you. So stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish? Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom-tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Are you looking for healing or a change in your life to help you enjoy it more fully? You might benefit from a galactic energy reading and clearing from Chris Jacobs. Chris will work with you on a soul level to clear unseen negative influences, implants, programs, contracts, and energetic blocks. Chris Jacobs is a gifted energy healer. Contact him today at ChristopherStephenJacobs@gmail.com.
Angelic Sound Healing by Amazon's bestseller Ted Winslow. Experience the healing tones of these divine frequencies as you call upon your angels. Transcend yourself into the angelic realm and let your spirit soar to the sensation of theta binaural beats. Now available on Amazon and iTunes, Angelic Sound Healing by Ted Winslow.
When it comes to publishing, there is a difference. At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
back to the show, everyone. I'm so glad you're joining us today because Carmel Glenane, author of The Alchemies of Isis, is with us today, and she's speaking about the goddess, the high priestess, Egypt. There's so much information that Carmel has to share that I'm really glad that the book was coming out while she was in Egypt. So that was quite a magical experience working with my graphic designers and my team out here in Colorado, and they're Carmel has a whole group in Egypt, and they're doing all of these beautiful ceremonies and initiations. And Carmel, would you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yes, I'd be delighted to. I've been going to Egypt to teach for the last 13 years. And why do I keep going back to this country? I go to many countries. I always make a point of going to Egypt once a year in November. It is the month of Isis, and I always love to be able to honor the spirit of the divine feminine in Egypt with a group. Very importantly, what is Egypt and why is it different from any other country? Egypt is the source of our civilization. It is the source of Maat, the law of justice that was embodied through the ancient teachings of the mystery schools in Egypt. It is the home of Isis, and I have visited Isis's Isle of Philae many, many times, witnessing my own alchemy every single time I go. However, this time a special gift was made available to me, and very special gift indeed, and it was enabling me to be able to go to her sacred island right at the time when this book was going to be going global. Isis, the mother of the world, her magical holy name, I feel her name evokes this incredible sense of pure magic and hope. And as we prepared, our group prepared to visit her on her sacred ground in the Isle of Philae, we manifested Isis in our hotel garden overlooking this beautiful star-crusted Nile, the gorgeous river of eternal life, and we felt Isis stroke our hair. She began talking to us and began comforting us before we were to go to her holy island and also to her secret island, Biga. We felt the group preparing their own stories for her, and the river of life, the magical Nile, gave us the opportunity to share this beautiful evening with Nubian villagers. These villagers gave us additional support, and then we had a unique visit with a private family sharing traditional baked bread, the ovens on the roof of the house to bake the bread. We had these black sugar dips of molasses and salt cheese and helva, the Egyptian sesame sweet. And we were drinking this glorious, euphoric cardamom, ginseng, and Nubian coffee made in this black Nile River pot. We prepared our singing bowls for activation, gazing at the beautiful serpent, the Nile. So as these two new first editions of my manuscripts were being given to her in a private ceremony, we got ready that next morning to go to the secret island near the Isle of Philae. And her message to me, which I'd love to share with you all, and Christina, you'll feel it. Here is her message from her new edition books, dedicated for you all. She says, now trust and feel Isis now. She says, come, my child, come, come, come unto me. I am she, and she is me. All life comes from me, and all life moves through me. All life is released through me. And as Isis prepared us the evening before by stroking our hair and giving us an opportunity to share ancient Egyptian foods that have been the staple of families in Aswan for thousands and thousands of years, we prepared to greet Isis in her magical original home at an island called Biga. And it was Isis's original home. However, It is known as her secret temple, and it is a very highly restricted site. The waters covered this temple, and as the waters covered this temple when the Aswan Dam was being built, it is known as the authentic place for the Isis energy. So we were given this incredible opportunity at this island where this is the very place where she found the head of her dead husband, Osiris. So we got this amazing privilege because I felt that this opportunity just may never come again. And I wanted to visit Bega primarily to feel the energy of Isis in her secret home and to give the books to Isis in her sacred island, Bega, next to her reconstructed temple, the Isle of Philae. We had a huge level of security that had to be prearranged. And I'd like to allow you to experience this in a meditation right now as we prepare to go to the Isle of Philae in Aswan and feel how it's set in this stunningly beautiful location. The morning had a balance of elements perfect. As we began our pilgrimage, we're preparing for the trip. We're visiting Isis in her holy original home, as well as her reconstructed temple nearby. Now, I did not tell the group that we were going to Bega because I didn't know how the security would go. The level of security really had to be prearranged, and it had been coming together for a long, long time. We had the chief of police flown in from Cairo and the Egyptian Museum of Antiquities, who is located in Aswan, being made available to supervise our meditation. We also had our personal guide, whose own friendship with Nubian families who own the island, and my incredible support from my travel agent making it all possible. It was a huge undertaking as a personal investment for me financially, but not only that, I just kept feeling, don't ask questions, Carmel, just let the miracle of the mysteries of what you're going to do unfold. Just allow that journey to self-discover, bring that divine feminine and walk your talk. Allow, I kept saying, allow, allow. So what we did, I certainly said, I want my books earthed. I want to feel my books earthed. And when we created in that mystery, we allowed. So we'd visited our beautiful Isis temple in Philae. We saw how the gold in the reliefs, which have been recently stolen, that we're with our archaeologist and anthropologist who's saying to us, look how so much is being damaged. And I observed the structure of the beautiful healing rooms of Isis, her beautiful roofs and the Holy of Holies, and felt my book's hearts all the years I'd come back to Isis to bring manuscript upon manuscript and ask her how'd she feel about them. And the feeling was familiar, very beautiful beyond belief. I recall my initiations in these long-forgotten portals of truth. I was remembering you too, Christina, in these beautiful portals. And as we leave, our team are ready. The motorboat is gliding now silently toward the ancient home of Isis. And I'm here sitting in that boat. I have absolutely no idea what we're in for. Well, Isis greets us. She greets our assembly of police, head of antiquities, family Nubian members who own the island today, even a new bride and groom. We get off the boat. Our offerings are lovingly prepared. Our crystal tone singing bowls are charged and activated. We prepare for this incredible activation under the supervision of the ancients themselves. And I would love you to feel that this moment was bringing the books home safely to their mother. I'm hearing the guides telling me, earth the philosophy of the divine feminine and masculine together. And I sat down with my group And I began working with my bowls, putting my books on the ground and offerings to all those who helped us. And I placed them on red granite pebbles. We enacted this ritual of becoming priestesses and priests of ancient, long forgotten times where secrets were revealed. I invited the group to become cells and to take ourselves as cells to Mother Earth's womb. And we began our new lives again as watery cells. Each one of our group experiences something so totally beautiful and familiar, and their faces are beginning to shine. We're honoring the forces assisting us. We're being in honor of these forces. We're in reverence for the forces. We're creating, we're alchemizing them to us. And if you are listening, you'll begin to feel this in your heart now. And I want you to feel, even though you may never get there, you can feel this through your heart, this meditation, and you can feel the balanced heart's elements and their quarters stabilizing our whole beingness. And as you breathe yourself sitting on the island with us, breathe yourself into the soft red granite. As you hear the sounds of the beautiful crystal tones bowls, this beingness will have encoded in it all of us, all us, our totality, for the emergence of all there ever was. And just energetically place yourself on the ground on these soft granite rocks and be with us and let the mystery reveal itself. And as we began to do this on this perfect island, the men are waiting on the boats, the head of police is hoping we don't pick up rare antiquities, which was the last thing we wanted to do. We were just there to embody to earth. We were surrounded by these magical black butterflies that were dancing around us. And if you can recreate that spirit of what we experienced that day, you will begin to feel the heart of Isis's magic. And when you purchase the book, you'll begin to feel that activation of Isis, and you'll be able to go into that deep part within yourself that knows what you're here for, and you'll be giving yourself the bath of bliss and the bath of truth. I would love you to be able to experience that at some level in your beingness. And as you just feel this release, many of our students, our group, were experiencing incredible release. And they were going through initiations and being purified. They were feeling cemented. And we had the beautiful bowl supporting our journey, giving us peace. And we found that the Akashic records were being opened. And one of the beautiful gifts that we can share through our journeys is to open up the Akashic records, to go and ask Isis to open the sacred Akasha through Toth, to be able to say, why can't we go back to this remembering? All of Egypt has encoded in it remembering. When we gaze at the temple walls, when we look at the Valley of the Kings, the Valley of the Queens, when we go and visit the Mother Sekhmet in her holy home, in her sacred chapel, when we visit our divinities, we become one with them. And we were very blessed to be able to be the last group to actually look at King Tutankhamun's beautiful, beautiful tomb with his mummy. Nicholas Reeve and the team from around the world were about to declare that there was something behind the Boy King's space, his tomb, and it was a day of enormous high excitement, a day of firsts, really very exciting, and we felt the Boy King, we felt his heart, we felt the loss of his private home now, his private sanctuary of peace, being interfered with for many, many months, maybe years, before we get back into King Tut's tomb in the Valley of the Kings for the new work that will be done to open up more of Egypt's secrets. The incredible thing about Egypt to me is that 95% of it still hasn't yet been revealed to us. There is so much under the holy ground. Yet what we do have, we haven't even begun to discover either. And our guide was very careful to point out, as he'd had many years in the mummy's room in Egypt at the Egyptian Museum, he was very careful to point out to us. He kept saying, we don't need to excavate anymore. We have so much yet in the Egyptian Museum that we haven't even opened. It's in brown paper bags and newspaper. No one's even carefully put it in a chronology. Let's be mindful in all our lives. Just not keep digging for more. Look at the secrets we do have in our lives. When we work with these beautiful books, these secrets are what the relics and treasures are. They've come to us. We don't have to go to ancient places to get them. Many of us can and do, and are blessed if they can and do. However, they're living embodiments. If you want to look at Egypt, hold the book in your hand and you've got Egypt. If you want to look at the high priestess and go to the temples, hold the high priestess writings in your hand. You've got what they were talking about. And you need to be able to explore that in your own garden, in your own living room, in your own world. And that's why the divinities are living amongst us. They're not stashed away underground. They want to come out. They want us to transform ourselves and heal our world. And our books do this. And our books create it every single moment. Working with the energy of sound, working with the powers to support our creation, extremely important right now. We also keeping in mind that in the beautiful home of Isis, we've been given a gift of her sacred feminine energy, activating our cellular memory, saying to yourself, I am a cell. Isis, teach me how to live from myself as a cell, and the secrets will come to you through the Holy Mother in her holy home. And you know where her true holy home is? Her truly holy home is living in your cell. Your first cell, your first remembering. That's where Isis lives. She doesn't live anywhere else except in your cell. Going to yourself as a cell was the secret I learned in Bega Island. Isis said, go to your cell. Go to your cell and start recreating the secrets from yourself as a cell. That, to me, was one of the greatest mysteries revealed to me on my last trip to Egypt, that if I recreate myself as a cell and begin my birth as a cell, I've got Isis, I've got the High Priestess, I've got the lot.
Oh, that was beautiful, Carmel. I felt like I was there with you in Egypt as you were describing that beautiful scene and experience. I have to tell you, if I ever find myself on a trip to Egypt, I'm going on your tour because you know how to travel right. I highly recommend you guys going to her website to see information about her tours, because she does it in style and grace, and it's a life-changing spiritual experience from all of her thousands of people that she's guided over the years all over the world.
Thank you. And Christina, Egypt is safe. And the people are friendly. We have an amazingly professional ground crew. We have a guide who is trained in the mysteries, trained in the secrets, and trained to deliver to us all the power of the secrets. And we are very blessed to have a very powerful support team who will give us the best 5-star VIP tour, which is not luxury when you're into such deep process. Because Egypt is a country of transformation at an energetic level, you need comfort, you need peace, you need time alone, you need good food, you need comfortable rooms. You've got to have that to change your consciousness, because so much will be changing. Keep in mind, you're birthing yourself as a cell. You need, as a baby cell, lots of support, lots of love, lots of nurturing. That's what I understand. That's what I'm trained to give you, that you get the nurturing, that we're here to nurture you and give you your power. And yes, we welcome you too, Christina, and your lovely family.
Oh, we would love to go for sure. So one thing Carmel is doing is so sweet of you, Carmel. She's giving all of you a free gift. So if anyone wants to purchase The Alchemies of Isis by Carmel Glennane, go ahead and take a scan of your receipt or attach, you know, a photo of your receipt from either the paperback book or the ebook, and email Carmel at her or go to carmelglennane.com and contact her, and she's going to send you a gift of a 30-minute audio. Did you want to tell a little bit about the audio? We only have a couple minutes left.
Great. The audios are fabulous, simply because I've got a professional sound recordist whose sound recording studio is a temple, truly an Egyptian temple. So for the last 2 years, I've been going to his sound recording studio, and we've been working with the Crystal Tone sound bowls. I've got 35 recordings and more than that, but 35 for the mysteries. And I'd like to offer our beautiful, beautiful audience the opportunity to listen to a half-hour meditation of Isis herself with the Crystal Tone sound bowls in the background as my personal gift to you for 2016 to open up your gorgeous little cells for remembering whom you are. Okay, birth your cells.
Well, that's so sweet of you. So, listen, I've heard Carmel's work, and it is such a generous gift she's giving. So make sure to take her up on that offer and email her your receipt. You can black out the credit card number and any of that kind of thing, but you need to email it to her so she can get you the audio, okay? And her website is carmelglennane.com, and her mystery school in Australia is atlantis-rising.com.au. And Carmel, thank you so much for being on the show today. It has been so much fun and such a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Christina. May the journey continue. We've completed a very big cycle in 2015. We're birthing a new cycle. We're birthing a new beginning. And I'm excited to begin my life as a new cell, as I know you are and our world is. Hearts, I love you all.
Oh, thank you. And to the audience, thank you for bearing with us through the technical difficulties at the beginning of the show. Carmel has so much energy. Every time we try to Skype, we get a little interference. So that's a compliment to you, Carmel, and the beautiful heart-centered energy that you hold. It just is so powerful. It, you know, goes across the continents, across the ocean, and gives Skype a hard time at times. So thank you for your patience with the audio issues in the top of the hour.
Perfect, Christina. My heart is with you all the way for 2016 and beyond, and your fabulous audience. Looking forward to seeing you in the States and around the world for the next adventure of yourself as souls. Have fun. Enjoy your new babies, yourselves.
And to all of you listening, the book is called The Alchemies of Isis by Carmel Glennane. We hope you enjoy your Egyptian adventure through the book and through the goddess. And we hope you all have a blessed week. Namaste.
In all love and all truth, bless you, Christina, and bless your beautiful hearts. Thank you, all audience. All love.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.